Akel, Tovshi, Nayan Dalid. The Torah goes to length in Parash Vayakel to talk in very detail about all the halakim of the Mishkan. And all the different parts that was put up to build this great edifice called the Mishkan, the Mokon was going to be Shoyer Hashem, the Shechina HaKadosha. And the mastermind behind this avodah, the one who put the effort from the beginning, the Pasuk says, as we know, Bezalel ben Uri ben Chur, Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Chur, the Mate Yehuda, the tribe of Yehuda, he was the one who was put together the Mishkan, was in charge of all the Avodah in the Mishkan. He was charged by Moshe Rabbeinu to accomplish this feat of putting our tremendous Mishkan. And the Pasuk tells us, Vayoymer Moshe b'nei Yisrael ru'u, see before your eyes, Kol HaShem b'tzeh b'shem b'tzali b'tzalel, Ben Uri ben Chur lemate Yehuda. See in front of your eyes that I have called the shame Bezalel ben Uri ben Chur lemate Yehuda. The interesting to note and to understand over here, what is the Ra'u? What is the seeing? What is the seeing that the Torah is telling us that we have to, what are we seeing? Before she already asked this kasha, what's the emphasis, first of all, Ru'u, what are we seeing over here? That's the erste kasha. The second kasha is, why do we have to miyachis Bezalel all the way back to Shevet Yehuda? What's the tachlis of that? And second, later on, the Pasuk says, Lahoyrois Nosan Beliboy, Huva Ohaliov, and Achisomach Lamate Don, and to Lahoyrois, to be able to instruct, and to be able to guide in the beginning of Mishkan, Hashem put in his heart, Huva Ohaliov, and Achisomach Lamate Don, again the Shvatim. And Rashi brings down Va'aliyav Mishevet Don min haYerudin shebeShvatim. He's from the Yerudin, from the weaker Shvatim, from the lower Shvatim. And they are Shvachos, from the children of the Shvachos. And it's interesting to note that he was chosen alongside Bezalel. Bezalel came from the Shevet of Yehuda, the Shevet of Malchus. We understand why he was chosen, Lechayra. And yet, what was it about Shevet Dan? Why was he considered the second one in command, Shevet Dan, min ha-merudin shebeshvatim, the lowest of the Shvatim? Why was he taka chosen to be the second in command? The pasuk says a little earlier, "Vayavoyu kol ish asher nesa'oi liboy." The pasuk says that every man came forth, the beginning of the Mishkan, the beginning of the parsha. It's interesting to note that the Torah tells us, "Vayoyim Moshe el kol adas bnei Yisrael zeh adavo asher tziva Hashem leima." Take the metal, the gold, all the different choymer materials that you have, and he lists the materials. And it says a whole list of things to make. The Mishkan, the Adonav, the this, the that, back and forth, the whole list of things that we have to do in order to put up this Halakha Mishkan. And the Pasuk then emphasizes, if this long list of things that has to be done, Vayavoyu kol ish asher nesa'oi liboy, every man that came, Hashem Nesoi Libo, that his heart uplifted him, and every Hashem Nodver Ruchoi, that his spirit, his giving spirit, desired, whoever started to give, they all came, they bring the Trumas Hashem Lamechaz HaMishvah. They brought everything. So the pastors over here, we're talking about the people that brought it. And the Torah is telling that these people that brought it, they were high-spirited, they were invigorated, they were people that were philanthropists, givers, and they came forth to give towards what was necessary to build the Mishkan. But the Ramban says, a Chiddush, is referring not to the givers, but the doers, the ones that did. And the Rabban explains such a fascinating thing. Does anybody know here how old this great mastermind builder Bezalel was, Bishon, when he built the Mishkan, Rabbi Yisrael? According to many Mefarshim, this Bezalel was just 13 years old. He just had his bar mitzvah. Celebration. And here he was, this young lad of 13. He had just received his new first tie for his bar mitzvah gift. A beautiful skinny tie that was in then. And here he comes across, he comes money, he wants to build. Do you think that Bezalel or Buzz, this 13-year-old kid, knew exactly what to do? I think the Kavanah, where the Torah lists at the beginning of the passage, there's so many things, the Torah tell how intricate, how difficult. You have to realize we're building a master building, not Stam, that's going to be lived in by Yankel Pfefferkorn and his wife Sarah. This was going to be lived, the Mokom HaShechina. Everything had to be exactly right. The Yibbeleshu doesn't dwell his Shechina in Stama home. The home had to be perfect, exactly right, exactly as the Tzivoy. As we'll see in next week's Parsha. And many times, Parsha Bekudei, Kasher Tzivo Hashem. It had to be exactly right. And so many, as the part, that's what the part was at the beginning, so many intricate things, so many difficult things to engrave, exactly has to be engraved. And put up, exactly has to be put up, the Adonim, the Krushim, have to be carved out exactly. Rashi and Pasha's Truma tells you exactly the measurements, and every measurement had to be perfect. And here was this 13-year-old lad with a bunch of other people, says the Ramban. What is the Torah emphasized by Yavoh Kodesh HaShem HaSoi Levi's heart uplifted him Says the Ramban, I have a simple question, Rabosan. A very simple question. We're talking about putting up a Mishkan which has to be crafted, which has to, stones have to be hewn, things have to be hewn, things have to be cut, things have to be shaped. The boys say, we're talking about a nation that just came out of Egypt. They weren't working in crafts. These people were working in mud. They were in the pits. They were working in mud. They were working with straw and mud the whole day, building buildings with mud and straw and bricks. And that's all they knew. They weren't highly educated. There was no school to go to. There was no schooling in how to do craftsmanship. There was nothing. They were simple, simple folk. And here they were asked, not many days after Yetzias, wow, Rebbe, calm down. What do you mean? This was a long time. They had a long brace. He was trying to buy something. The B'nias HaMishkan was the day after Matan Torah, 50 days later, after going out of Egypt, as a slaved nation, a nation that was enslaved. Here they are, build a Mishkan for me. But not just Stam, with every intricacy, with every... How are they supposed to know what's going on over here? Zok the Ramban, Ki lo yohoya behem shalom es ha-maloch ha-za'ela, u-mi-melamed. They had no one to teach them. There were no teachers. There were no people that worked in this. There was no vocational school that they attended. There was nothing. So how are they supposed to know? Says the Ramban. And there was no one to teach them how to cut it exactly. So the Ramban, an unbelievable chiddush. Avol motzah b'tivoy sheyod alasis kei. The guy woke up in the morning. He took out the saw, and he started cutting. And lo and behold, hey, that's pretty good. You can't even tie your shoelace. And there he is, crafting unbelievable crafts. This guy comes to shul, his left shoe is on his right foot, X, Y, Z, comes in, his zip is never open. This guy has, you know, the new thing, you know, Today they have a new thing, like every person has a type of, you know, a condition. Everything has to be with letters. He has ADD, ADHD, ABCD. So a guy has, if he forgets to close the day, he has XYZ, you know, a new condition just with him out. Everybody has to have a condition. It has to be letters. No, he has FCS. What is that? I don't know. We don't know what it stands for. But the way he acts, he for sure has it. So everybody, this guy, Mamish, he doesn't know how to put his pants on the right way. And there he is, crafting. Mamish, intricate, with his hands, weaving. Mamish, where does it come from? So up to Ramban, he walked in one day. The guy never built a sandcastle in his life. And there he is, in his hands, Picasso. You guys don't know what I'm doing. Anyway, Kitza. Picasso, Rembrandt. All of a sudden, he's making crazy things. What happened? Zok the Ramban, they found it in their nature. They owe it to build. Zok the Ramban, that's the Pshah by Yavod Kalisha, the soul, Levi. The soul is going on the workers. They found it in their nature to be able to build a Mishkan exactly in the measurements, exactly the way the Kodesh Baruch. It became, it happened through the nature. But the Ramban seems to be mashma, that it was because there was an Nesoi Liba. There was an uplifting of the heart. There was a desire. There was a crazy Ratzoi that I want to get involved. Not only in the giving of it, many people want it. I want to be involved in creating this Mishkan. And then all of a sudden, lo and behold, this guy wanted to do it. Lo and behold, he found it in his nature that he had the koichas. It was there for him. The fetus from Ban, maybe we could say that's the Amkus. Moshe Rabbeinu took Bitzala. And he wanted to teach Klal Yisrael a lesson. Rabbeisai, here he is behind the curtain, the mastermind, the builder of this great thing called the Mishkan. You're not going to believe your eyes. When we pull the string and the curtain comes by, what are we going to see? Some big professor. He has 16 degrees from every university, the University of Philadelphia, for architecture. He's the biggest architect in the history of the world. He built the Eiffel Tower. That's why it's leaning so much. He built the Empire State Building. He's a genius. He's coming with his degrees, with his... They pull the curtain, and there he is! The Bar Mitzvah Bacha! Anim zimi chos b'shirim eroik ki eila. That's it? That's the mastermind? Where is he? You can't even see him. Put him on a bench. His hat is covering from last week's schmooze. His borsalino. It's over his eyes. They got him too big a size for his bar mitzvah. Where's the kid? Where's the craftsman? Where's the architect? There he is. Ru'u. Kora b'shem. Bitzalel, there he is! He's giving out candies for his bar mitzvah! Laffy Taffies! He got a whole bunch at the bar mitzvah! And everybody's sitting there, what is going on here? What in the world's happening? This guy's giving out Laffy Taffies! The little bar mitzvah bacha with his suit, with his hat! And he's the one who's going to build the Mishkan. So, Moshe Rabbeinu Ru'u, Korah, Hashem, Bitzalel, Ben Uri, Ben Chulamati. Vayimale Oisai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu filled him up. So why was he Zaych? This little kid by Mitzvah Bacha. The answer, according to this Rabban, is that he is desire. His crazy quenching desire to be the one to do it was so amazing that Kodesh Baruch Hu said, this one, this kid, Bezalel, he wants to do it more than anybody else. He has the desire for it. He wants it more than anybody else. He wants it, and he's not ready to give up on it. He's ready to act. He doesn't just want it, he's ready, he really wants it. It's like a lot of guys here, right, in the yeshiva, they also want to get up for Shacharis. Rebbe, I really, really want it. I want it so much. I know it's so difficult to part with the bed. I have to write a letter to my dear bed. It's hard to part with you this morning. But we'll be back soon after Shacharis, reunited. But I really want to get up, Rebbe. I always have the question, what does that mean you really want to? What's the reason? I really want it, Rebbe. I really want to learn. I want to learn, Rebbe! And Purim! I want to learn! Tell him we don't need a musical background. You know. I really want to learn, Rebbe. You want to learn? What's stopping you? You really want to get up and shout? How many times I sat in there and I proved the guy doesn't want? Let's take it very simple. A guy wants now to go walk to the back of the room. What's stopping him? Why shouldn't he be able to do it? If you really want. The only thing you could say is something that I want to do, which is totally b'acheirim, which is totally somebody else. I want to have $1 million now. Okay, yay. The world doesn't work that way. You can't have $1 million unless you work, you get a job, whatever it is. But you can't have it. It's totally in Bacheira. But if you want to go right now and take a drink of water, nothing's stopping you. You could decide yes or no. So what do you mean you really want to get up, but you don't get up? I don't understand. What happened? Who stopped you? What happened? So the guy says, I have strap. There's a sickness that goes around yeshiva. It's called strap. Not strap, strap. It's called strap to the bed. So the guys have strap. They're strapped in. They don't, well, Lamais, you're not strapped in. Mitzvahs. What's the shot? You can't get out of the bed. But you'll ask him, I want. I really want. So what's the shot? The Teretz is, if you go deep inside, he doesn't want. What's the reason he doesn't want? I don't know. He's tired, this, his grandmother. I don't know. Whatever the reason is, he doesn't want. And that's any accomplishment, but that's telling myself, if you really want it, you do it. You act. You make do the action. Will you be successful in your davening today? Okay. Maybe you won't be successful. But if you want it, you do it. Bezalel came forth. He wanted it. He went forth and he did what he had to do. He came forth and he said, I'm ready. And we have to know you saw it. If you come and you want to do something for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there with bounds of Siyat Tishmaya. But you got to come with that want. You got to come with that desire. You got to come with a really unquenchable thirst. To want to have it. And then you'll get it. They didn't know what they're doing. And they came forth. We're ready, willing and able. We're going to do whatever we have to do. But I'm going to build the Mishkan. How? When? They made the step forward. But it's like, Kodesh Baruch Hu filled them up. And the embassy, it's very geschmack. Why we miyachis him back. To Yehuda, Shevet Yehuda. Because Shevet Yehuda, we know was the Shevet that jumped into the Yam Sufra. How are we going to do it? The Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe, go forward. There's a sea. There's a Yam. How are we supposed to go? No questions. We do. We do, and he jumped in. Shevet Yehuda was that Shevet Rabbi Yisrael, and that's the makor of Siyata Dishmaya, of success in Ruchnius Rabbi Yisrael. Be'etzem, the actual accomplishment in any of our Ruchnius is not totally be'emes in us, but to do the act, to participate. To make the effort. That's all telling us. We have to step forward. We have to make the move. And Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to teach a lesson. For Doiris. Ru'u. Look at this Bar Mitzvah boy. Look what he accomplished. Look what he built. Look how much he was able to put up. Why? Not because he was the most brilliant of people. Now he was the oldest. He's a little bar mitzvah boch. But Vayimale Oysa, he stepped forward just like his grandparents. Chur stepped forward to make a machor. And Yehuda, Shevet Yehuda. It was all because they stepped forward and they did act it. They made action. They didn't sit back and say, oh, beh, and shmeh, and make excuses. Why? I'm not doing it. They stepped forward and said, we're ready to act. We're ready to participate. We're putting forth our effort. And Kodesh Baruch Hu sends this Siyat Tishmaya. This is Yesod in life. And it could very well be, but I said, that's why the second in command wasn't from such a fancy, from the highest of Shvatim. He's from the lowest of Shvatim. Because I would say, okay, very nice. Very nice Shmuz Rebbe. But that's Bezalel. He came from aristocratic Shevet. He came from Malchus. He came from Yeshevet Yehuda. He came from such an unbelievable Shevet. He came from great grandparents that were who knows what. Of course, it has an input. Of course, Yichus does something about that, but it's not only that. Anyone who wants to make the effort, anybody who wants to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I'm here, I'm ready to do, I'm ready to act, I'm ready to do whatever I have to do, comes along Achisamach, Eli Ohalio, and Achisimach Lamate Don, and Shevet Don, Merudim Shebeshvatim Zakrashi. He also was Zuicha to be second in command and to participate in this grand Avodah Rabbeisa. Bigger than all the Shvatim that were higher than him, because he also had that Chochmas Lev, that desire. And this is what it takes. You're going to ask me, who are the most successful people in Yeshiva Rabbi Yisrael? Who are the most successful? Who are the greatest in Yeshiva Rabbi Yisrael? Who are they? Who, and you go to Yeshiva, who are the ones that are most successful? So I'll tell you a Maisa. There was a Maisa in the Yeshiva of Navardik. Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz came to the Yeshiva to visit his uncle, the Alta from Navardik. Great uncle. His great grandfather. Kitsi came to visit the Yeshiva of Navardik. And the Yeshiva said, come, Reb Chaim, I want to introduce you to some of the great Bachim and the best Bachim of the Yeshiva. He said, you see that guy in that corner? Yankel Schmeckelbaum. Hey, he's Taka. The biggest Eloi. His mind is amazing. He goes ahead and writes Marochas every night. He has Shtiklach Torah. He's a genius. You see that guy in that corner? He's unbelievable. Zvulin Charlap in that corner. Wow. That Bach is such a Balmidas. He's such a Yerushimayan. You see that Bach over there? He's such a good learner. And that Bach. So Reb Chaim Shmulevitz said, okay, but Zayda, who's the best? Who's the best here? Out of those four you described, you know, they're all great, they're all amazing, but who's the best one? So the Alta says, you see in the corner over there? That Bach in the corner there, he's the best. That Bach in the corner, all the way to even, I said, Zayda, I don't understand what's going on. He told me that this Bacha is the biggest Eloi. That Bacha is Yerushimayim, a great learner. That Bacha answers all the questions. Whatever. So then I asked you who's the best. You point to some other Bacha who wasn't shy. That Bacha is the best. You know why? Because he's the biggest Mavakish. He's a Mavakish. He's a seeker. He wants. He desires to know. Eizu Chacham! Who's the Chacham, Rabbi said? Haloi mein b'kol adam. Person who wants to know. That one in the corner, he's the biggest one of all. He's the Mavakesh. He's the seeker. He just wants to know. He tries his hardest to understand. He makes the effort. And he's the biggest. That became none other, Rabbi said, than the stipler. Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael Kanievsky, his father, was known as the stipler, one of the greatest Gedolim of our generation. I don't know who the other ones were, but they didn't become as great as the stipler. And not because the stipler was the smartest, and not because the stipler was the biggest, the stipler was the biggest Mavakesh. He wanted it! And this is the lesson of Boisai, of Pash V'Yaakov Boisai. Ru'uhu, Moshe Rabbeinu says, look and see, Boisai, what it takes. What it takes to accomplish in Yiddish kind of place. And many guys tell him, you know, Rebbe, I'm not cut out. I'm not cut out. When did you decide this? He was sitting in the, I don't want to say where, in the bathroom one day and contemplating life. And while he's picking out the chocolate cake from his teeth, he was contemplating, I don't know if I'm cut out for learning so much. It's not for me. And why? Well, you have to see, understand, it's so difficult for me, it's this, I'm a business oriented, my mind is like this, and I'm like this, and this, and this, hogwash. According to this week's parasha, according to Ramban, Ru'u kor b'shein b'tzalo b'n'uven chur. You just, if you want it, if you really want it, if your desire for it is amazing, if you have that nesoya liboy, your heart lifts you up, that you want to bring kavod shamayim, you want to go to Shabbat to be great, you want to participate in making his name great, Kodesh Baruch is going to make you great. I don't care which family you come from. I don't care who was your grandfather. I don't care what he did for a living. You can become the greatest of people. And it doesn't necessarily mean of either learning, but also in the areas of doing for Klal Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael. Somebody says, okay, learning, but what about for Klal Yisrael? How many people are scotting out there? How many people out there that took it upon themselves to build shuls? Took it on them single-handedly to support yeshivas. It was Nesoya Liboy, want to do for Hashem, and they became greatest of people. Pashut the Yidin, without great yichus, they became great in Avodas Hashem because it one ingredient. They wanted to bring Kavod Shamayim to the world. They wanted Hashem's name to be great. They wanted it with the utmost of their souls. And this is a powerful lesson for us. I don't know who here is going to hear me. Rabbi. I don't know. 20 years from now, I'll see it. But every single one of you, Rabbi, has the capability to do something great for Klal Yisrael. It takes one ingredient. Not the greatest mind. Not the greatest brain. Not the greatest yichus. One ingredient, Rabbi Yisrael. Nesoy liboy, your heart has to get involved. Your heart has to pump with the greatness of Hashem. I want Hashem's name to be great. I want to accomplish something for Hashem in this world. I want to make my imprint that when I leave this world, people will know I did something for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then, if it's really true, if it's amiti, you can become, do something great for Klal Yisrael. And it might not go noticed even. You might never miss a minyan, Rabbi Yisrael, in your life, because you've had that desire, Rabbi Yisrael. I once told the story of a Talmud, Rabbi Yisrael. He was makabel a couple of years ago, in Lakewood. He was makabel on himself. He's a working guy, and he's never going to miss a minyan. He doesn't want to miss a minyan. And he was doing business in South Carolina. He did business in North Carolina, one of the Carolinas. And Lamaisa, every time he came in, he had siyata d'shmai, only was siyata d'shmai, all of a sudden he can't caught the plane. He rushed down to the Chabad house, one of these places, and he caught up a minion over there. And one time he was on a flight, and Lamaisa, he was waiting in the airport, and his flight got delayed. And he said, that's it. I tried my best, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was so libut. My heart, I gave out for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what could I do? My flight got delayed going back to New York. I'm not going to have the minion. Shki is another 20 minutes, whatever. The flight's not there. I can't, if I run to the Chabad, I'll miss my flight. I can't do this, not Shaykh. All of a sudden, he sees like 20 Hasidim piling into the airport. He sees that they're on a flight back from Florida or something, and because of the weather in New York, they landed, emergency landing, in this airport. And they pull up, Mincha, Ashrei Yoshvei Veshecha, Oid Yehalelucha Sela. Out of nowhere, he said it came out of Mamash, he said, you can't believe it. He was sitting ready giving up. But he made up in his heart, he's not missing Shachris. He's not missing a minion. He's not missing his kviyas learning. The guy can make up, and there's not a day in my life I'm going to go by without missing a day of learning. So he won't make the headlines. He won't be in the Yatet Nem on a picture of him speaking in the yeshiva or eating falafel at a wedding. The Kaplan Weinstein wedding. You see a guy eating a piece of frank in a bun. Well, small franks. Baruch Hashem, he made it. The mustard coming out, dripping down his side. Everybody knows he ate mustard on a frank. at the Kaplan Wittgenstein wedding. Baruch Hashem. He didn't make it to the Yatet Nemot. Even the Lakewood News. He didn't make the Lakewood News. There was no picture of him shoveling snow on the down county line. But in Shemayim, he made the news because he never missed a minute. He's a guy that always had a Kriyas Yigdal HaTorah. He came even in the snow. No pictures, no nothing. But he was the 10th man. In a snowy day, 14 inches, he walked a mile on Shabbos, or whatever day of the week, and he helped make a minyan of Oisai, because he doesn't want to miss. He didn't miss his chavrusa. And he finished the daf ha-yoyim for the Shas. Because every single day he learned, he wanted to finish Shas. How many people start? Daf ha-yomi, gevaldik, bracha, Shabbos, okay, we'll wait another 7 years for brachas again. Everybody starts, everybody's gung-ho, brachas, what's easier to say, everybody's gung-ho. Yay, the daf ha-yomi, we're going to do it, Shas. Daf Beis goes well, Daf Gimel, and Daf Dal, he fell asleep, and the story's over. Call me again 7 years from now, Rabbi. The daf starts again in 7 years, you have to see my Shas. They're having it on the moon next time. Everybody's going to be there. Spaceships. Calling Mars. But who finishes a boy's son? Miyalev Har Hashem. Umiyakum b'mkoyim kodesh. Everybody wants to go up that mountain, but who stays there? The kicha bar v'alev of the heart of boy's son. He gets all the mind of everybody wants. Everybody wants. I want to be a gadol. I want to learn. Every Purim, I want to learn. Rabbi. I want to learn. And the guy does. Maybe he gets an inspiration. But that's in the mind. But what's in the heart? What do you really want? What does he really want? What does he want to really want to do every morning at 8 o'clock in the morning? He wants to get up and come to Shacharis? Does he really want that? Of course, right. What do you mean? I'm a Shiva Shemaka. I'm not pious. I'm a frum guy. I got tzitzis. I'm a frum bacha. I eat matzo balls on Friday night. Hang out at Bagel Nash in Lakewood. From Guy. So what do you want? What does your heart desire? You want to be a Talmud Chacham? Okay, cut away all the garbage now. Let's talk heart to heart. What do you want? You want to be a Talmud Chacham? You want to be an Amma Oretz? You want to be a Frum Yid? You don't want to. Yes or no? Let's cut away all the garbage. What do you want? That's what you have to decide. And only the person knows what you really want. Very nice, you say very nice. Well, I think I'm going to, for Shidduchim, I told the Shadchan that I think I'm going to learn a year, or honeymoon really, for a year in Eretz Yisrael, in Malo Dafno, Arze. And, you know, me and my wife are going, I'll visit the Mir, but, you know, like, we have to go on vacations every 2 weeks. And my parents have to pay for it. You know, I got to do my year in Israel after Chasana. My Shver better have a lot of money. You know, you have to go to Eilat, have a lot of fun. Come on, get the real McCoy. You got to dig deep to find what you really want, but you got to search what I really want, but if you really want Yiddishkeit, Rabbi Sai, again you're going to be successful, Kodesh Baruch Hu, and we're going to only know, Rabbi Sai, in 10 years what we really want. That's the problem today, Rabbi Sai. Everything's a big fake. He wears the suit. He walks the walk. He talks the talk. Shiva Shishprach. Shiva Shireid. With the fingers. You're going to the movies tonight. With the fingers. You're talking. Two guys, so once we're going like this, we're going at it. So they're arguing the Rajba. This guy said, that's not, she wasn't the actress. That's not shot. You got the line all wrong. It goes like this. He doesn't know the two words of the Gemara. He has every line in the friends and enemies. He has it all clear. She said, that's not, what, that's not shot. They never said such a thing. His pants are going flying. Such a terrible thing. His friend made a mistake. He said the wrong line. Mary Jane said, he never said that. He didn't win the Oscar. That's not true. George McIntosh won it. You make a terrible mistake. Fighting it out in front of Bagel Nash. What's the MS of what he said? What's doing deep down? Under the shirt! What's doing deep down under the shirt? A white shirt, a blue shirt, whatever the shirt is, what's doing deep down? What's in the heart of all hearts? What does the guy want, Rabbi Sai? That's what you gotta know, Rabbi Sai. The Kosh Baruch Hu tells us, you want it? You really want it? You're gonna find it, Rabbi Sai. You're gonna get it. You're gonna get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbi Sai. There's a fascinating book, and I'm ending, Rabbi Sai. I think every yeshiva bachur should read it. No, not those books. There's a fascinating book that just came out, Rabbi Sai. I started to read it, and I was reading a certain part, and I started to cry. It's a book called The Mountain Family. It just came out new from Art Scroll, Rabbi Sai. It's about a family, Rabbi Sai, hillbillies. The mamish, goyim, gemurim. They grew up, they were like a little bit extreme goyim, and they didn't want to live in the regular type of neighborhoods and cities. They went to live on some mountain somewhere. And this family, Rabbi said, 10 of them, 10 kids, every single one of them became a ger. Remember, there was talk about the first kid, he decided his own to become, and he was the first one to go away. That he wasn't sure if the family was to do it, but he decided. When I said they made the gears, I got all emotional. I was unbelievable zacher, but we don't know what that means. But a kid decides to leave, right? It was just that famous kasha, you know? If you had the choice, let's not go further. Anyway, Lemaisa, he had the choice of Boisai. And he decided he wants to be a yid. He wants to do mitzvahs. He wants to have 613 mitzvahs. He's giving it all up. Everything. He could do it. Anyone can walk. You walk into, you go on the, you don't see it so much. You're around. You get it all the time. You go on an airplane. You go into a Goyesha. You know, you're driving down, whatever you're driving to, California. Wherever you're driving, you stop in one of these, you know, rest stops. And you see all these Goyim walking around, ordering whatever they want. This guy's sitting there with a ham sandwich. And this guy's sitting with his, you know, you walk by the stand over there, you see those hot dogs rolling on the side. You say, oh man, am I hungry? And you can't go near it. At least if anybody's around, but you can't go near it. And at the end of the day, you saw you get a feeling, listen, I'm different. I'm a yid. I can't do this and I can't do that. I'm different from everybody else. You know, here, you go into the store, you see, you know, everything's kosher and everything's yosher. And here, you walk in, you see goyim. How could it be a goy? It's like, he wants to set up 613 mitzvahs. He's mechuyev, it's crazy. This kid, mamas come from the mountains and hillbillies, and they came, all of them came back, Rabbi Sai. And the mamas first started, you see pictures before, mamas long hair, who knows why, and there they see them afterwards, that tefillin from Yidin, Rabbi Sai. Mamas living amongst us, attacking in the back room right here. No, I'm joking. But the mamas, at the end, they have mamas living in Eretz Yisrael, and they're from Shtag, and they gave it all up, Rabbi Sai. What's the pshat? How did these people come to be Yidin? Okay, so they speak over there that maybe that's the great, but it's fascinating. And these soldiers, they were searching. Ani hu amakaris is the medrash, ani hu amarachik. You know, the guy growing up in a certain area, but he doesn't want, Rabbi said, deep in his heart, we know what he wants. And later on in life, you find him who knows where. He's disturbed. And Rabbi says, at the end of the day, he's disturbed, really disturbed, and he becomes an infected mushroom afterwards, and an infected banana, and something like that. And he's a yid, the voice said, he was a yid. But deep down, there was no want. And you have Joe Hillbilly, the voice said, he's been coming around a mountain when he comes. Mamish, he's hitting on the mountains, and he's, Mamish, there he is, in Ar Samech, learning, what's Pshat, Rabbi said, deep inside, he was looking for the Emes, he was the Mavakish Emes. His heart wanted to get close to God, and that's what it all takes, Rabbi said. Once you want, deep inside, Rabbi said, Kadosh Baruch Hu will fill you up, you can become the greatest of the greats, Rabbi said. Tremendous, we see unbelievable people in the history of Klal Yisrael, became Gedoyla, became the greatest of Gedoyla, Rabbi said. Where were they, Rabbi said? Who knows where they were one time in their lives and they became Gedoyla Oilam, Rabbi said. What was the pshat they wanted with all their might to know Shas, to know Chazal, to be a Talmud Chacham? That's all they wanted. Sefer Shel Dover, Kadosh Baruch Hu was mamala them, b'chochma, b'tfuno, b'das, as though you stay by B'tzal, Rabbi said. This is the greatest of things that we can know, Rabbi said. Because somebody who says to himself, come on, Rabbi, you know, my name is not Shach, my name is not Meltzer, my name is not Cutler, my name is not Feinstein, you know, come on, what could be expected of me? I'll be a shoestrings, I'll be a plumber, I'll have my plunger on my side, with my Mesila Shesharim, okay, the one belt will be in my, this pocket will be the Mesila Shesharim. Over here will be a big plunger. Joe's plumbing. Yosef's plumbing, sorry. The Sefer Shel Dover, Rabbi Sai, to become great doesn't take anything but one thing, Rabbi Sai. One thing! And every single one of us in this room can be great people for Hashem. A Rotzai. A true desire. And the soy Leboy, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu will fill us up. And one day we'll sit back and rejoice that we made that decision. We'll look back at all our friends. They decided to go this way, that way, and what do they have at the end of the day? They're sitting at 95 years old on some bench counting the buses. And they said in front of one time in front of Neve Simcha in the Torah R, there were two old men sitting there. And he says, I owe 16! And the other old man said, no, it's 18! And there was a yid, Moshe Aaron Stern, who was a mashkiach in the comments, they were mamash at their throats, the two old men, and he wanted to know what was going on, what are they arguing so stark about? What were they tithing? What daf do we find the sugya of Chazkas Mari Kaba? Is it daf Tes Zayin? 16? Or 18? Or Yud Ches? And he went closer, and he says, I'm telling you, it was 18 buses that passed by just now! The last 6 hours of their life, they've been sitting on the bench and discussing how many buses passed. And Rav Shach, at 95 years old, was giving sheer klali to thousands of bachrim. Every single one of us can become great. It's not beyond any single one of us. Open your hearts. Let the Kodesh Baruch Hu in.